AI News by Conjero.
Morning, Autonoe here. Quick lineup. Six stories today, but the headline is Glean hitting $300 million ARR and turning token efficiency into a procurement lever. That milestone is less about search and more about cost-aware AI buying.
Al Janib, that Glean note is telling. Their context graph claims to learn from internal systems to cut token use, and buyers are now asking for efficiency and governance metrics up front, not after deployment.
Switching gears, Langsmith's AWS integration is the kind of plumbing teams have been missing. It narrows the deep agent evaluation gap by making tests and monitoring first class.
Right. Langsmith brings artifacts like tasks, trials, graders, and traces into a lifecycle. That only works when teams wire graders into CI, capture traces in production, and treat evaluation as ongoing.
On tooling, AWS's MLflow proxy pattern stands out. A Flask REST proxy in front of SageMaker MLflow removes SDK coupling and centralizes control. Architecturally, that trade-off is deliberate.
Exactly. Clients get simplicity, but the infra team gets the work. Auth, routing, and observability live behind the proxy. It's a common enterprise pattern for taming SDK sprawl and policy drift.
OpenSearch serverless feels small on the surface, but excitedly, it's a response to a new traffic model. Agents generate highly variable programmatic queries, and clouds must account for cost, scale, and latency differently.
And that shifts responsibilities. Billing, throttling, and fine-grained observability move from app teams into platform controls. Search becomes an API product, consumed by machines, not just humans.
A neat flip. AWS's Azerbaijani LLM pipeline shows how quickly multilingual engineering matured. In 6 weeks, they combined a custom tokenizer, continued pre-training of Llama 3.2.1b, and LoRa fine-tuning to get practical as language performance.
That's the playbook now. Tokenizers plus continued pre-training plus parameter-efficient fine-tuning. For a telco like Azercell, the result is a chatbot that actually understands local usage, idioms, and domain phrasing.
The embedded MLflow portal pattern is another usability slash ops trade. Wrap SageMaker MLflow apps in a SIGV4 reverse proxy and iframe for single sign-on and a bookmarkable portal. Nice UX hack.
But it's operationally expensive. Reverse proxies, iframe quirks, and auth glue mean platform teams inherit complexity. You buy faster onboarding at the cost of ongoing maintenance.
Look at the through line. AWS shows up in lifecycle tooling, proxy patterns, search infra, and multilingual pipelines. There's a clear platform push to convert AI experiments into maintainable products.
And Glean's token story ties into procurement. Efficiency and governance are now checklist items. Vendors that expose those metrics and automate savings will get favored in deals.
On evaluation specifically, Langsmith's capabilities are only useful if teams instrument graders and push them into CI/CD. Without that wiring, it's dashboards and noise, not discipline.
Similarly, the MLflow proxy and embedded portal patterns reveal a single truth. Enterprises prefer centralized service wrapping to control dependencies and security, even when it raises ops costs.
Synthesis, these stories together show enterprise AI moving from research towards engineering standards, lifecycle observability, token cost accountability, and platform-wrapped services are the new competitive features for vendors and clouds.
That's our roundup for 29 May. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with what matters next week.
AI News by Conjero.